This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
All right, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Joint Appropriations. Secretary, why don't you call the roll?
Bordeaux. Ring.
Here.
Jensen.
Here.
Partridge.
Here.
Anderson.
Here.
Hunhoff. Ramkema.
Here.
Buell O'Donnell. Parsley.
Here.
Amdahl.
Here.
Van Gerpen.
Here.
Haverly.
Here.
Heinemann.
Here.
White.
Here.
Dryden.
Here.
Tiedemann.
Here.
Cronin.
Here.
Peters.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Fantastic. Quorum's been determined. Any minutes to come before the committee? Senator Amdahl?
Arch is over there for a second.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I moved approve the meeting minutes of February 5th.
Okay. I have a motion by Senator Amdahl, seconded by Senator Heinemann to move the minutes from February 5th. Any discussion on the motion? Senator?
No.
All right. Seeing none, this is voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none. February 5th is, okay, approved. Senator White, go ahead.
Madam Chair, I move for approval of February 23rd minutes, all 11 pages.
Okay. I have a motion by Senator White, seconded by Senator Heinemann. Discussion on the motion? All right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? February 23rd minutes approved. Representative Partridge.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that we approve the minutes from February 19th, all 17 pages.
All right, I got a motion by Representative Partridge, seconded by Senator Buell O'Donnell to approve February 19th. Discussion on the motion? All right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, those minutes are adopted. Senator Buell O'Donnell.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move approval of the minutes from February 22nd.
Second.
All right. I got a motion by Senator Buell O'Donnell, seconded by Senator Heinemann to approve February 22nd. Discussion on the motion, Senator?
They look great.
Awesome. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none? Those have been approved. Any further minutes to come before the committee? All right. Whew, I think we're caught up now. All right, so here's kind of our plan of attack for today. I've got a couple of bills we're going to pull up from below the line. We're going to pull up 1226 and 1205 for starters, and we might have more at the end of today. But with that, we'll pull up House Bill 1226. It's to make an appropriation for the continue funding military funeral honors stipend. And just a reminder that these bills have all had full hearings. We've had proponent, opponent, rebuttal, and committee questions, etc. So we've done the gamut. And with that, I will turn it over to Senator Van Gerpen. Go ahead.
Madam Chair, personal privilege.
Go ahead.
First, I'd like to introduce, we're delighted to have my wife here. And today I have my daughter, Laura, my granddaughter, Trista. Why are you so shy? There. And my grandson, Jaden. And obviously, they aren't as shy as their grandpa and their dad. Thank you, Madam Chair.
You bet.
Over the last couple of years, Madam Chair and members of the committee, we've worked hard to try to provide a continuing source of income for our veterans, for the hard work they do, particularly the veterans, the Legion and the American Legion and the VFW, for the efforts they put forth to give our veterans an honorable final service. And we think it's important that they be recognized for what they do. I've seen these folks, sometimes they're 50, 60, 70 years old, stand out in the snow and the cold to pay their allegiance to these veterans. I recall in the discussion we had initially, a comment from a colleague from Huron, as he mentioned how important it was to receive, for the family to receive that flag. And that's done because of our faithful veterans to their fellow veterans who have deceased. In that effort, I bring today House Bill 1226, which we have heard, and the intent is what we want to do, but we want to go beyond this. House Bill 1226 provides an annual fund of $45,000 for this year. But we want this to be perpetual. We want this to go forward. We want the veterans to know that every year there will be in the governor's budget an annual entry of $45,000. So due to this, Madam Chair, procedurally, I'd like to move that we table House Bill 1226.
Okay. We can't have prefatory remarks, but I will call on somebody else to help you with that. I know, it's silly rules. Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to table House Bill 1226.
Got a motion by Senator Tiedemann, seconded by Representative Partridge to move to table House Bill 1226. This is a non-debatable motion. Thank you for your comment, Senator Van Gruppen. And with that, Secretary, please call the roll.
Bordole. Ring.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Romkema.
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Omdahl.
Aye.
Van Gruppen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Dryden.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
17.
All right. House Bill 1226 has been tabled. Moving on, I'm going to pull up House Bill 1205 to authorize certain eligible school districts to receive an allocation for limited English proficiency. And I have talked with the sponsor. I have had staff call up former Senator Senator Apa, who carved out this special exemption for this particular group of folks. And we've also talked with the Department of Education, and it is the understanding of everybody involved that Senate Bill 131 and 133 address the issue that was created by the carve-out, which House Bill 1205 is addressing. And so no need for the bill. I've talked to the prime sponsor, Representative Johns, and he understands that his issues are being taken care of in those other Senate bills. And since they have passed off the Senate floor and moving over to the House, I'm going to also ask that this bill be tabled, unless there are any questions before we table the bill. All right, seeing none, Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to table House Bill 1205.
I got a motion by Senator Tiedemann to table, seconded by Representative Jensen, non-debatable motion. So with that, Secretary, please call the roll.
Bordeaux is excused. Ring.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Hunhoff. Romkema.
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Omdahl.
Aye.
Van Gruppen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Dryden.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Seven.
Okay, House Bill 1205 has been tabled. All right. I think we will move on to... All right. Okay. We're going to talk... we're going to pull up Bureau of Human Resources first.
When do we amend
the rules? Well, actually, you know what? We are going to go back, and we're going to deal with the issue with House Bill 1226. Since we've tabled the bill, we need to fix and have the motion sheet for that particular budgets here. Budget, yeah. Hold on. I got to pull up my spreadsheet.
Veteran Services.
Yeah. All right. So the first thing we're going to do is, now that we have our Senator Van Gruppen back, we deferred action on this particular motion sheet. As soon as I pull it up, we deferred action on Budget Unit 1711. And I believe he's got a motion sheet that's been handed out and has been distributed. Okay, my bad. It's up on the sheet, or up on the screen. As soon as he makes it. All right, so with that, Senator Van Gruppen, why don't you read your motion?
Madam Chair, I won't speak until I read the motion. Motion to set the Veterans Affairs, Veterans Benefits, and Services budget as recommended by the governor plus $45,000 in general funds for funeral honor guard stipends for a total of FY17 budget of 20.0 FTEs, 1.520.028 in general funds, $275,523 in Federal Fund Expenditure Authority, $106,000 in other fund expenditure authority, totaling $1,901.551. I move this motion.
Got a motion by Senator Van Gerpen, seconded by Senator Parsley. And we're going to... Why didn't we make... So, now, discussion on the motion. Senator Van Gerpen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think we made the comments earlier. This is a tribute. And let me just add my earlier comments, how much I appreciate the support of all of my colleagues on this particular issue. It's drawn together both sides of the aisle in support of the motion, and I appreciate that. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Thank you. Further discussion on the motion, Senator Parsley?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I, too, support this motion and want to thank the good senator for his tireless efforts in making sure that we do recognize and have an opportunity to honor the veterans who are deceased in our communities, and that these tributes to them through the Honor Guard will be able to go forward on a continuous basis, and that we don't have to come back every year and have them come before us and ask us to do this. So I think this is a great way to recognize our veterans and show them our respect. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there further discussions on the motion to amend? All right. Seeing none, Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Bordeaux?
Aye.
Ring?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Romkema?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Omdahl?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Dryden?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Cronin?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
18.
All right, fantastic. That motion has been approved. So Budget Unit 1711 has been adopted. All right, moving on. Any other ones that were deferred that have come to resolution? I don't think I've seen of any. Okay. All right. So we're going to pull up the Bureau of Human Resources next. Yep. We're moving the witness cam. There we go. While we're doing all of that, Pages, since you guys are new this time, would you come forward and introduce yourselves? Tell us who you are, what high school you go to, what town you're from, and what you want to do after high school. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Levi Szymowski. I am from Huron, and I would like to go to college for pre-med.
Yes.
I'm Stanley.
Where?
I don't know where.
I have to see what scholarships I will
qualify
for. Yo-yo. School of Mines? School of Mines has pre-med, too. All right.
Good morning. My name is Joanna Hancock. I go to school at Tia Friggs here in Pierre. After I graduate, I'm hoping to go to St. Olaf College in Minnesota, and I don't know what I want to study yet.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys. All right. With that, we are starting with Motion Sheet 0141. Uh-oh, we don't have a Senator Haverly, so Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to set the Executive Management, Personal Management, and Employee Benefits budget as recommended by the governor, which includes 73.5 FTEs, $273,056 in general funds, and $6,520,202 in other funds. Expenditure authority for a total fiscal year 17 budget of $6,793,258.
Okay, I have a motion by Representative Jensen, seconded by Representative Partridge. Discussion on the motion. Go ahead, Jason.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Jason Simmons with the Legislative Research Council. I'll take you through this motion sheet for the Bureau of Human Resources, Personal Management, and Employee Benefits budget, number 0141. The changes requested in the governor's recommended budget are an increase in other fund spending authority of $19,000, $569,000 in other funds. That request also includes an increase of 0.3 FTEs. These FTE hours and expenditure authority used to be located in the South Dakota Risk Pool budget. That program was repealed last legislative session, so that program is ending, and they would request to move these FTE hours and expend.
To set the corrections, Mike Durfrey State Prison budget as recommended by the governor, which includes 210 FTEs, $17,591,254 in general funds, and $81,010 in federal fund expenditure authority, for a total fiscal year 17 budget of $17,672,264.
Okay, I have a motion by Representative Jensen, seconded by Representative Partridge. Discussion on the motion. Denise.
The Mike Durfee State Prison Budget Unit has the following general appropriation bill line items. Number one is the funding swap from other funds to general funds. This is an increase of $1,413,776 in general funds, with the same decrease of that amount in other funds. Item number two is the funding swap from federal funds to general funds. This is an increase of $40,022 in general funds, with a corresponding decrease in federal funds for that same amount. The remaining amounts are the inflationary adjustments that you'll see directly below the pink line, the beginning FY17 balance. That is for clothing, bedding, and food services. That total is $122,229. In addition, going back down under maintenance of current operations, line three is the utility decrease of $195,124 in general funds, which is for oil and propane, which per the energy cap.
Okay, any questions? Senator Heineman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Denise, I'm just looking at the major expansions under the budget brief, and the utility decreases were $365,255 on that particular indication. I'm just wondering why it's only $195.
Right, remember.
$124 today.
Go ahead. I split this up. I took all of the federal funds under the Mike Durfee State Prison, which is $1.4 million, and I matched that with general funds at the same amount. I took the federal amounts and matched that with the same general fund amount. So it's not including the areas of the swap. I'm trying to show what is left, so the numbers are not going to exactly match up with what is in the briefing document.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Otherwise, we're going to...
Yeah.
Did you guys have anything else? No? All right. Because of the pending legislation out there, we're going to defer action on 1821. Actually, I think it's the rest of the Department of Corrections. So just we'll have conversations about them, but because of the pending legislation out there, we need to hold. If there's an amendments offered on the floor or in committees on some of these couple of these bills, then it has major implications to the budget process. So let's bowl up 1822. Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I make a motion to set the corrections state penitentiary budget as recommended by the governor, which includes 312 FTEs, $23,753 in general funds, and $118,611 in federal fund expenditure authority, for a total fiscal year 17 budget of $23,851,864.
Okay. All right. Any questions or, motion by Representative Jensen, seconded by Representative Partridge. Discussion on the motion. Denise.
The state penitentiary budget unit has the following maintenance of current operation item or general appropriation bill line items. Line number one is the funding swap from other funds to general funds. This is an increase of $1,269,524 in general funds, with the same decrease in other funds. Item two is the funding swap from federal funds to general funds. This is an increase of $482,973 in general funds, with that same decrease in federal funds. Item number three is the addition of an expansion of one FTE, a senior secretary. In addition to that, I think it was roughly $75,000 for the senior secretary's salary and additional benefits. There are various additional items in there, with required overtime being the largest amount. If you go up under the beginning of FY17 base, the inflation adjustments listed there, that is an increase in general funds of $572,427, and this is for various items listed: travel, inflation, bureau billings, the M2 program, food services, transporting offenders, etc.
Okay. Senator Heineman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Denise, can you just remind me again, what was the $482,973? What stopped at the federal level that we had to pick up at the general funds level?
That is a number of amounts in operating, mostly in operating expenses, about $5,600 for travel, central services, liability insurance, advertising, office supplies, $24,909 barber, hygiene, bedding, washer and dryer, funding swap there, $90,574 for food service, meal rate increases, equipment of $24,000. And this is actually what I'm reading off is from page 11 of the
budget brief?
Briefing at the top.
Yeah.
You can, and I don't know if you want me to continue. Okay. So it shows what all the deductions in federal funds were.
Okay. Are there any further questions? Did you find it in your budget brief? Oh, okay. And we are going to defer action, so you can read up. Any other questions? Any other questions? All right. Seeing none, next. Pulling up 1823, Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I make a motion to set the corrections women's prison budget as recommended by the governor, which includes 70 FTEs, $5,421,704 in general funds, and $67,254 in federal fund expenditure authority, for a total fiscal year 17 budget of $5,488,958.
Okay, I have a motion by Representative Jensen.
Sorry.
All right, seconded by Representative Partridge. Just making sure he's okay. All right, discussion, Denise.
For the women's prison budget unit, the general appropriation bill line items, number one is the funding swap from other funds to general funds. This is a $107,877 increase in general funds, with that same amount as a decrease in other funds. Item two is a funding swap from federal funds to general funds, which is an increase of $11,512 in general funds, with a federal fund decrease of that same amount. Item three is an increase of $194,418 in general funds, with a decrease of $210,812 in other funds, which is a net decrease in other funds of $16,394,000. This is for miscellaneous expenses. Capital outlay is some of the washers and dryers and all of that is in this as well. For the inflationary adjustments, if you go up a few lines, there's an increase of $23,950 in general funds. This is for food service and utilities.
Okay. Any questions? Representative Anderson.
Can't resist. Thank you, Madam Chair. What source of revenue was lost in the other funds category to cause us to have to move the payment or the purchase of various items to general funds?
These are part of that $4.6 million in other funds. It's just cash that's sitting out there that shouldn't be in other funds that they want to move to the general funds.
I believe Senate Bill 50. Okay. Representative Hunoff.
Just a question on that longevity pay. Is that usually a line item, or does that come out of those FTEs that are unutilized?
Okay. It's not in this.
I guess I'm not seeing longevity pay.
It's in an old version.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. They went back. I have that. I have that version. Okay. No, that's all right. All right. Any other questions on Budget Unit 1823? Representative Hanoff.
So where did that go? Did that just meld in someplace else?
I'm sorry. Where did what go? The money?
The 1145 in longevity pay?
Annie. Let Annie.
Okay.
They still are requesting requesting money for the longevity pay increase, but the new way that Denise is displaying this budget unit is to show the funding swaps better, so that if we can work with you this afternoon maybe to show you exactly where that longevity line item is, that would be easier.
Okay, any other questions?
If you move 50 out, are you doing that today?
Today. Any other questions? All right. Seeing none, Representative Van Gerben.
Just thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just drawing on my short memory, but didn't we discuss in prior years that the longevity pay was taken out of the unfulfilled FTE positions?
I believe that's part. Yeah. And that's why they hold open. Yep. That's why they hold open FTEs, is to pay not just longevity, but payout time. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but anytime you need to pay out either longevity, or if you have somebody that is retiring and they have a big sick time or paid leave, that's all pulled out. Or they absorb it. But longevity might also be included in the budget this year. I don't have the book with me when it comes to the employee compensation plan. That might be one of the line items. You have the standard 2.7 increase in salary. You have the movement to midpoint. And longevity is sometimes, but not this year. So it's being absorbed. Is that accurate? Okay. Any other questions? All right. Seeing none, we're going to defer action on Budget Unit 1023. 1823, moving to 1824. 1824. Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I make a motion to set the corrections Pheasant Land Industries budget as recommended by the governor, which includes 16 FTEs and $3,665,614 in other fund expenditure authority.
I have a motion by Representative Jensen, seconded by Representative Partridge. Discussion on the motion, Denise.
Within the budget unit of the Pheasant Land Industries, there were the following general appropriation bill line items. Number one is two prison shop foremen, increase of two FTE, and a request of $87,896 in other funds. This is for one FTE in the license plate area. In addition to that, there is another FTE requested in the carpentry shop. Mainly, they need additional people to build the cabinets for the governor's house. Item number two is license plate production ends. That's a decrease in other fund authority of $2.5 million. The production cycle will end and will not be repeated for another 5 to 10 years. So that is the reason that they no longer need that other fund authority.
Okay. right. Go ahead, Representative.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm really curious as to why we're adding a prison shop foreman for the license plate department when we're ending production.
The reason I'm looking at the budget briefing document, top of page 16, since production will be going to an on-demand system, they will require production of plates 5 days a week. So
then production is not ending, it's just slowing down.
Right.
Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My question or comment is then when we are done producing those, is it the intent of Pheasant Land Industries to get rid of that FTE? Or will we always need this? And if maybe it's a letter of intent, I don't know. Maybe I'm letter of intent crazy today.
Okay. Commissioner Dilges, did you read? I see him jumping up. Do you want to talk? I'll let you talk.
Sorry. Jason Dilges again, Bureau of Finance and Management. There's only one prison shop foreman, Pheasant Land Industries. And remember, because of the fund swaps, we're going to require them to live and produce revenue that will get dumped into the general fund. Remember that Pheasant Land Industries does much more than just produce license plates. They do embroidery work. They do paper products and all kinds of revenue-producing things. And with one prison shop foreman, that's all you got. If he's on vacation or if he's on annual or if he's on sick, then you don't have one. And so the goal in changing the funding stream for Pheasant Land Industries was to provide $500,000 of reserve, if you will, and the rest of the revenue gets dumped into the general fund. And so we really want to make this a revenue-producing facility, and so we believe the prison shop foreman will more than pay for itself with revenue to the general fund. And that's why we would say that once the prison, or excuse me, the license plate big run is complete, that this second prison shop foreman would then allocate much of their time to the revenue-producing functions of Pheasant Land Industries.
Did you have a follow-up? I am probably going to ask that appropriations review this, or government operations and audit review Pheasant Land Industries one more time, just because of it's cyclical. We always like to take a look at them. And they do run and they do a lot of good things, but also the businesses and industry are also angry about what they do because they take work away from the business. So we just need to take a look at that this summer and we'll take a look at all of the different things that they're involved in and what jobs they're doing and et cetera. Are there any other discussions on this? Otherwise, we're going to defer action. Senator Heineman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In Pheasant Land Industries, and maybe it was something that Commissioner Dill just mentioned, so is that one of the internal accounts that's being that's coming over, but you're keeping $500,000 in reserve? From
yes.
Just to follow up, if I
go
could,
ahead.
How much is in that internal account that's going to be coming over from Pheasant Land?
Now that the lady retired,
Madam Chair, Senator. When we did our overview, if you have that, page 51 speaks to the DOC funding change, and you can see the amount of revenue that would be transferred into the state general fund. The amount would be, on a one-time, this is accumulated cash, $1,781,019 in fiscal year 16. $704,980 in 17, $166,696 in 18, and then kind of trails off after that. However, we would still maintain that $500,000 reserve that the department itself could draw upon if in some contingency they needed that, because remember, they won't be cash funded, it'll be generally funded. And so the general fund will reap the benefits, if you look at page 51, in addition to all the other DOC
fees that will get deposited into the state general fund. So we'll be getting revenue to the, you know, about $5 million in exchange for about $5.5 million of general fund ongoing budget, Senator Heineman.
Thank you.
And then I think clearly this is the first year of this funding swap that, you know, perhaps your interim group or GOAC will want to review this. We believe this is an accurate right sizing, but next year it might prove different, okay, where we might see additional revenue or additional general fund needs. And so it will be important, I think, to continue to review this over the course of time to make sure it is sustainable from DOC's perspective as well as the Appropriations Committee's perspective.
Any further questions? Okay. Any further questions? Otherwise, we're going to move to defer on 1824. One more. I need to get up to a bill, so it's up to you. All right. Let's do 1826. 1826, Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I make a motion to set the corrections inmate services budget as recommended by the governor, which includes 24 FTEs, $25,098,605 in general funds, and $373,820 in federal fund expenditure authority for a total fiscal year 17 budget of $25,472,425.
Okay, I have a motion by Representative Jensen, seconded by Representative Partridge. Discussion, Denise.
Within the inmate services budget unit, there are the following general appropriation bill line items. Item one, there's a funding swap of other funds to general funds. This is a general fund increase of $1,630,635, along with that same amount as a decrease in other fund authority. Item number two is a funding swap from federal funds to general funds, $768 in general funds, along with that same decrease in federal fund authority. Item number three is a general fund increase of $1,144,040, which is increases for correctional health care. This also includes $250,000 in general funds for hepatitis C. And then if moving up a few lines, you'll see the inflationary adjustments, which is the 2.7% provider inflation. That's a general fund increase of $45,532.
Okay, any questions? Yep. Any questions? Senator Heineman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Do we know exactly what is the total cost of inmate care, correctional health care? I was looking through some of the increases over the last 5 years. What is that total amount again?
I'm just looking at the briefing document, page 17. The correctional health care costs are $1,422,000 in general funds. And there's a decrease of $511,899,000 in other fund authority.
Any other questions? If not, because of the swap, we're going to defer action on this one, too. And then because we have been here almost all morning, we're going to defer the rest, and we'll come back tomorrow morning. I think we have Senate appropriations at 8 o'clock, and then at 10 o'clock,
yes,
we have bill hearings again. Any other items to come before today? Did you have a personal privilege? I see somebody raising his hand back there. So
30 seconds. One of the fun things of me being here is to it brings up memories of frustrations. In about 1979, the State Fair Board came to us for money for a very large building. Passed the money, given money through a special bill, and the next year, they were back in for a request for wiring. The first question was, what is this large request for wiring for? Well, where's the State Fair Board said, we're afraid if we included the wiring, you wouldn't have built the building.
Thank you, Representative Anderson, for sharing that story. And this is O.L. Anderson. And it's, oh, we have two pages, but I think they've been, one's been introduced.
I've been here.
Yeah, she's been here all day. Go ahead, young man, step up and tell us who you are.
My name is Jacob Huber. I am from Canton, South Dakota, and I plan on majoring in music, possibly at Augustana. So.
Okay, good. Congratulations. I don't think we're going to... Well, wait.
So you've got your...
Right. I don't think so. I think we. Oh, you mean?
9:30 to 10. Start in here again.
Okay. So tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Senate will meet in here to take up House Bill 1182. I think that's the one you passed over on funding for teacher pay. We have, and then at 9:30. Will be staff briefing for the total appropriations committee. 10 o'clock, we'll take budgets and bills. Okay. Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move we adjourn.
Second. Moved by Jensen, seconded by Buell O'Donnell to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Close, same sign. We're adjourned.